How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
In California, a woman is butchered to death inside of a Walmart superstore as witnesses watched. Damn. In Chicago, a woman is found dead in a baggage conveyor belt at O'Hare Airport. Mm. And Woody's got a major update to the largest chicken wing theft in history.
That's right.
These stories and more coming at you today, Wednesday, August 14th on Real Life, Real Crime Daily. And I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton. And it's hump day.
It is hump day. And I was remiss yesterday that I did not congratulate the Team USA ladies for winning the 4x100.
Congratulations.
Relay. It was amazing.
Awesome.
Them women worked very, very hard. And I'm sure many of you out there saw that event. And it was like lightning.
It's cool, huh?
Yeah, man. Shakira Richardson is no joke.
She's fast, a like
fast,
Carl
and
Lewis.
I just love her attitude, man. Yeah. She's got some swag with her.
Yeah, she's
love
carrying
that.
The game. I did not watch one Olympic event this whole season.
Really?
Not one. I got roped into watching the opening ceremony because my kids were there and they wanted to watch, and I was drinking beer, but I didn't pay any attention to all that. I didn't.
Yeah, that opening ceremony was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Very
after
strange.
After that, I was done.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, the guys that throw the shot put are giants these days, Woody.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. 6'8", 6'9", and 300 pounds. And
yeah, all beasts.
Throw it half a football field.
There you go.
It's crazy.
There you go. Well, let's get us some true crime time for Wednesday, middle of August.
All right, and we're going to start off. This is just I hate starting off with these stories, but it is what it is. We're going to start off in California, and the Riverside County Sheriff's Department is investigating the homicide of a woman who was brutally stabbed to death inside of a Walmart superstore. Deputies responded to that business around 7 a.m. on last Wednesday to investigate the assault with a deadly weapon. A witness told police a female was stabbed at the location and the suspect has been arrested. Medical aid was given to the victim. However, she was pronounced dead. Now, the sheriff's office did confirm that the victim was a Walmart employee. The guy accused of doing this was arrested, but it wasn't at the site. He had actually hauled ass and got away. And in a shocking turn of events, 29-year-old Lonnie Hinton turned himself in to the sheriff's station and was arrested on that suspicion of murder. Hinton, who was released from state prison earlier this year for a robbery, was on parole at the time of the incident. And obviously he's now in custody. The police, and this is the shocking part for me, the police say it appears to be a random event. There was no connection between the suspect and the victim prior to the assault. There are no outstanding suspects in the case. So he obviously did this alone, but it's in the middle of Walmart, 7 o'clock in the morning, and a woman gets stabbed to death as people watch.
Just went off his rocker.
Yeah.
And they,
I've
been to Walmart at every hour of the day, basically, and it's always got people in it.
Yeah. Especially 7 o'clock. I mean, you got a lot of people going to work. Yeah. They're stopping before work.
Walmart and stab her to death.
Stabbed her absolutely to death.
Reminds me of that story out of Wisconsin. It was in Toma where I go to see Shane all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady went in the sporting goods section and got some rope and then went to the hardware and got a ladder and got up on the ladder and hung herself. Mm. I mean, I don't know what people thought she was
doing. The Walmart?
In the Walmart. And then I don't know what people thought she was doing and what she tied it off to or whatever. But, I mean, okay, Walmart –
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're like, okay, excuse me, can you get my card around your ladder there? I know you're busy. Or stab you to death in Walmart. And look, Walmart's got more cameras than anywhere else in the world, probably. So
there's no doubt about it. They've got one down, and they can do 360s with these cameras and zoom right in on you.
And I did it on the Munsters case. We found out that Pender had stopped at the Walmart in Mississippi, and I sent people up there, and they got the surveillance video of everything, every step that motherfucker took, everything he bought. You know, like, so you own a camera in the Walmart, but I'm gonna tell Walmart a little bit though. When they say you're in Walmart, you hear it say security scan section da da da. That's a ruse,
right?
That's that they don't have security that's actually scanning. That's a scare would be people. If you're in there thinking about it and you hear, oh, it's a security scan,
you might know it's you're in the condom section trying to put some Trojans in your
fake section. You don't know what section is what. They don't say scan hardware. They say scan section B1.
So you don't know which section that is. That's right.
All right. So chicken wings. Y'all, we told you about this story last year sometime when it happened about chicken wings. And this woman stole $1.5 billion worth of chicken wings.
That's a lot of wings.
What are you going to do with all them wings? Well, evidently, you sell them. So the lady's name is Vera Liddell, and she was charged with theft and operating a criminal enterprise because you steal all chicken wings, you got to sell them.
Yeah.
So she was an Illinois cafeteria worker, and she's heading to prison after stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken wings from that school district. So on Friday, August the 9th, former Harvard School District Director Vera Liddell, she was a director, pleaded guilty to the crime. She was charged with theft and operating a criminal enterprise and has since been sentenced to 9 years in prison. Now, the Cook County State's Attorney's Office didn't immediately make any statement about it. Liddell, 68, she had previously served as the food service director for the Chicago School District, despite having multiple bankruptcies in her past. Prosecutors said Liddell placed orders for the chicken wings with the district's main food supplier for nearly 2 years. Starting in July of 2020, though, she would keep the food despite charging the district. Liddell's theft was discovered after the district's food service department exceeded its annual budget by $300,000 on chicken wings by the mid-year. It was like 6 months in, we're $300,000 over. We're going to check it.
That's crazy.
So court records show that the former school worker was accused of ordering more than 11,000 cases of chicken wings. And the food was meant to be used for take-home meals for students who were learning remotely during the COVID-19 pandemic. Liddell had worked at the school district for more than 10 years. The massive fraud at the height of COVID, during a time when students were not allowed to be physically present in school, said a prosecutor. Even though the children were learning remotely, the school district continued to provide meals for the students that their families could pick up. And this lady was taking them and keeping them and selling them to whoever.
Yeah.
$1.5 million. What did she make? She made.
She like, had a supplier somewhere.
She made like $50,000 off of it. Now she's going to do 9 years in prison.
That's what you in for? Chicken wings.
Chicken wings. I don't know. That's crazy, but it's Chi-Town. They got her.
Yeah. People love them chicken wings.
I like my chicken wings too. I fried chicken this weekend.
Did you?
Yep. Chicken leg quarters.
There you go. All right. Well, we're going to go to California.
California.
And a 51-year-old man, this is just this story here. 51-year-old man in California is facing decades behind bars after admitting to abducting his 2-year-old girls and twin girls and intentionally driving his pickup truck off a cliff and into the water below after an argument with the girl's mother. Robert Bryans on Friday formally pled guilty to two counts each of attempted murder and kidnapping, as well as one count each of child abuse, burglary, and domestic violence. Miraculously, Bryans and the two toddlers survived the wreck with serious injuries despite the pickup truck flipping over and striking the water upside down. The plea came after Bryans' defense attorney and prosecutors reached a deal in which several lesser charges were dismissed. Officers with the San Diego Police Department at about 4:30 a.m., this was way back in 2020, began searching for Bryans after his ex-wife called 911 and reported that he had gone to his parents' house and taken the twin toddlers without permission. After taking his daughters, Bryans sent his ex-wife several ominous text messages threatening to kill those girls. One message stated, "The girls are going to heaven, and I'm going to hell to wait for you." Bryans' ex-wife testified against him in court, stating that Bryans also sent her several messages that morning in which he threatened to drive himself and their children off a cliff. Bryans was then caught on a traffic camera at 5:09 a.m. driving up to 70 miles per hour before speeding off the Sunset Cliffs in the Point Loma community of San Diego. At the time,
that's where my daughter lives in
Point. Oh, really?
Yeah, the one. Oh, I don't want to interrupt it.
No, you're good.
She made my grandfather last week.
Go ahead. That's right. Hey, congratulations on that. Yeah.
Point Loma. I'll be there. I'll be there week after next.
Okay. Well, they got some Sunset Cliffs over there, apparently, that this dude drove off of.
Oh, Lord.
And at the time of the incident, he was reportedly out of jail on bond for a separate felony charge. Detective Althena Lehner of the San Diego Police Department also provided testimony stating that a few hours earlier, Bryans had posted on Facebook, "You ready for this?
Ready.
Tonight, I'm sending my babies to heaven."
Oh, Jesus.
This is an asshole and a half, right? Police were reportedly able to track Bryans to the Sunset Cliffs area via his cell phone when the patrol officer spotted his vehicle just before it went over the edge of a cliff. A veteran canine officer who responded to the scene used a 100-foot dog leash to rappel down the side of the cliff into the water where he found Bryans and the girls. The officer said that Bryans was in the water yelling about his ex-wife as he helped get all three back to the shore safely. The canine officer, Jonathan Weiss, received a Carnegie Medal for heroism. Bryans' plea deal reportedly includes a agreed-on sentence of 31 years in a state correctional facility. Wow. So there you have it. And what a hero.
What a hero, that, dude. And
I probably would have left his ass in the car, but I'd have got them girls out.
Yeah, I left him somewhere.
That's, yeah.
I might have to go check out those cliffs when I'm over there. Yeah.
Yeah, 100-foot cliff they went over at 70 miles an hour and miraculously lived, and probably wouldn't have if it wasn't for that officer's quick thinking with a 100-foot canine leash rappelling down the side. I mean, that's some James Bond stuff
some crazy stuff.
Yeah, that dude deserves all the recognition he can get.
I'm going to send my babies to heaven. So good for that officer, good for that canine.
I'd have probably thrown him back over that cliff.
But, I might have let my canine chew on him for a little
bit. Yeah.
Swim's done that before.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go directly across the ocean from San Diego. And a manhunt has been launched for a patient who is a risk to women after he escaped from a care facility while on escorted leave. How does that work out, right? I guess you get an escort and you escape, kind of like going to the hospital when you're in prison, like we always talk about.
Yeah.
Whatever. His name is Balasankar Narayanan. The Narayanan.
Say that five times.
Right? But he's 44 years old, and he was last seen at 6:40 p.m. on August the 4th when he ran away from his caretaker while visiting a North London park. It is understood to be the fourth time he's escaped.
He's as bad as our boy on Angola.
The Metro
Charlie.
Right. Charlie Frazier. Yeah. The Metropolitan Police warned that, I'm going to call him Nara Nanan, can be violent and is considered a danger to women. He is said to have links to areas of London, including Newham, Greenford, and Hammersmith, Highgate, and Ilford, as well as the West Midlands. Members of the public have been told not to approach him. Police are appealing for the public's help to trace the man who escaped while he was on escorted leave from the care facility in Ilford. And they say, while our investigation to locate Balasankar, while our investigation continues, we are appealing to the public to help locate him. He can be violent, as considered a risk to women. If you see him, please don't approach him, but call police immediately, right? And in the past, when he escaped, he's been found in the towns of Grays and Manchester, and he escaped from the care facility in Ilford twice last year and once in 2021. It's not funny, but in an appeal issue raised on September 22nd of last year, he goes to court for it. He escaped that day also. A similar appeal by the force with the same warnings was made on June 21st last year, meaning warning women when he escaped, right? And so this dude evidently he's a rapist, and he's in for like kind of the criminally insane.
Yeah.
But they can't hold him. Why in the fuck That's would crazy. You take him out if he's escaped four times already?
Four times.
Oh, I'm going to take a walk in the park. Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure you're going to run.
Woody, do you know why I want to learn more Italian? Why, I go? Because my niece is getting married next month, and that means a wedding full of these crazy Italians from out of town.
And when it comes to learning a new language, there's only one leader, Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone's the most trusted language learning program, period. I've come a good ways using Rosetta Stone, but it's time to take it to the next level. My niece's wedding will be great prep for a trip I want to take next year.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. No English translations. Rosetta Stone helps you pick up a language naturally. First with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
And the True Accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Lifetime membership has all 25 of the languages for the rest of your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 languages for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, everybody, it's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
Pretty sure. Well, hopefully they've learned their lesson and there won't be a fifth time.
For hopefully it doesn't hurt him body wise out. Yeah.
We're gonna go to Georgia.
Georgia.
This is prepare yourself for this story. An 18-year-old in Georgia has been in jail for 2 months, reportedly after his own father and sister told authorities of a sexual assault he committed with a donkey.
What?
And bestiality against the family dog, a Great Dane. Apparently, others in the Moreau County jailhouse got wind of the particulars.
They don't like that.
In this case, Jason Weir was hit with a new misdemeanor battery charge following another inmate into a jail cell and punching him for mocking the 18-year-old with donkey sounds. Weir had been in custody for 61 days since his arrest, but there are two separate warrants listed, one for felony animal sexual abuse case and the other for misdemeanor battery offense that appears to be connected to the jailhouse outburst. The story so far is that an inmate who was aware of the particulars of the case against Weir started making donkey sounds, which set off the defendant to such an extent that he allegedly followed the inmate into a jail cell, attacked him by hitting him in the eye and ear, and subsequently blamed the flare-up on the mocking noises. The inmate didn't fight back as the enraged bestiality suspect escalated the verbal altercation to a criminal battery offense. When Weir was arrested in May, his own family members said that he was caught with his pants down in the yard outside the home, attempting to have sex with their male Great Dane named Freedom. He's 18 now and should know better, Weir's family said of the situation. And that when I read that, I'm like, that's a weird response. Yeah, like if he was 15, it would have been all right, but he's 18 now. Yeah, so I don't know. That was kind of a weird response. The family members, including the defendant's sister, reportedly became suspicious when Weir took the Great Dane on a walk but didn't come in the house right away. Weir, for his part, allegedly tried to explain his pants being down by blaming the dog for knocking him over as the defendant went to the bathroom. I mean,
you got to say
that,
something.
Quick thinking there. In Georgia, bestiality is a felony punishable by at least a year in prison and up to 5 years behind bars upon conviction. But one thing you don't want to do, apparently, to this guy is make donkey sounds about it.
Special breed of monkeys.
That's just... He ain't scratched the surface of what he's going to put up with in prison. If those donkey sounds bothered him, he's going to be in a bind once everybody finds out.
They're going to wear his ass out. And, you know, I've actually worked several bestiality cases, and some of the people that do it, you'd be shocked. Doesn't matter if they're rich or poor, disgusting. Whatever. Look, really attractive couple was one of them. Oh, it's bad. God. Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, you will never make me understand having sex with
never.
Animals. So, all right. But people who have sex with animals or rape animals, because I'm pretty sure the animal's not consenting, I believe they should get the ultimate punishment. Probably never happened. It's not a death penalty case, but I'm going to tell you about a death penalty case. And I guess I'm kind of twisted because I really get some satisfaction when they execute these motherfuckers. In Texas, executed death row inmate Arthur Lee Burton on Wednesday for a murder of a mother of three during an evening jog in Houston, making him the third man put to death in the state this year and the 11th in the nation. Now, Burton, who is 54, was executed by lethal injection in the Huntsville unit north of Houston for the 1998 murder of 48-year-old Nancy Alderman, whose daughter described her as someone who chose joy every day of her life. Burton's time of death was 6:47 p.m., according to... But, you know, I never used to understand that. Angola, back in the day, waited till midnight, and they did it at like 12:01. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I keep everybody up. Texas kills them at 6.
Yeah. It's a good question.
Yeah, I guess they have the candlelight vigils. But Burton, like I told you, was executed, and his attorneys filed numerous appeals throughout his time on death row, including two in July that were recently denied by the Texas Court of Appeals. Now, Burton confessed to the murder to police and told a prison sociologist, "It was something I couldn't help." And let me tell you about the execution. Before Burton was executed, he spoke his last words in the death chamber. He said, "I want to say thank you to all the people who support and pray for me. For those of you I know and do not know, thank you for your support and prayers. And a full circle to all the guys at the Polinsky unit." I guess that is death row. "I love you guys. Bird is going home."
Bird's going home.
Right? But he kept going. He said, "To all the people I've hurt, and cause pain. I wish we didn't have to be here at this moment. I bet he didn't. But I want you to know that I'm sorry for putting y'all through this and my family, he said. I'm not better than anyone. I hope that I find peace and y'all can too. Right? So let me tell you about Nancy real quick. Nancy Alderman was killed on July 29, 1997, while out jogging along Bray's Bayou in Houston. The Harris County Sheriff's deputies found her badly beaten body in a 4-foot hole in a heavily wooded area along the bayou the next day. And Burden was arrested by authorities 10 days after the murder. And although he initially denied killing Alderman, he eventually confessed in a written statement after officers found inconsistencies in his alibi. In Burden's written statement, he admitted to attacking Alderman, dragging her into the woods, choking her unconscious, removing her shorts and underwear, and raping her. And when Alderman regained consciousness and began screaming, Burden choked her unconscious again and dragged her into the hole that the officials found her in. And when Burden was about to leave, he saw another person walking by. So he returned to the hole and strangled Alderman to death with her own shoelace. In his confession to police, Burden said that Alderman's last words before her death were, "God forgives you, and I do too." Wow. According to Alderman's daughter, Sarah Alderman, who was 16 at the time and recently talked to USA Today about the crime, "For any woman who has ever exercised alone or walked to their car alone at night, this case is their worst nightmare." That's the chief of Josh Reese, the chief of the post-conviction writ division of Harris County DA's office, told USA Today. Sarah Alderman told USA Today earlier this week that she would not be attending Burden's execution and would instead gather by a river with friends and family for an afternoon of play and laughter. Good for her. She was 16 years old when her mother was murdered. And I told you about that, out on the jog. And now she's 43 years old and a mother herself. She said, "I think the greatest way to honor my mother's life is to be present with the joy in mind. We will have a gratitude and forgiveness ceremony and a funeral sorts, a letting go of the past 27 years. And she recalled how her mother made it a point to choose joy. She woke most mornings to pray, meditate, and right before anyone else was awake," she recalled. "She understood that joy is a choice." Sarah Alderman said her brother, Geoff, and father, Mark, would be attending the execution. Geoff was 14 when his mother killed, and Mark had been married to Nancy for 18 years. Mm. Wow, that's crazy, right? Real quick on the, just in case you're curious, when's the next execution? The next execution is scheduled for Thursday when Utah is expected to execute Taberon Dave Honey for the 1998 murder of 49-year-old Claudia Bim, who was the mother of his girlfriend at the time. So,
method of execution?
Firing squad.
Oh, are they?
Yep.
Wow.
And he will be the 12th inmate to be executed in the U.S. this year and the first executed in Utah since 2010. So that's before us. He will be the first in Utah that used the firing squad since 2010.
Yeah.
So they're going to line them up. I wonder if they do it like in movies and give them smoke.
Probably not. Well, they give them a last meal in a lot of cases, so maybe they do.
I don't know. That's horrible.
Shot of whiskey before.
Yeah. Yeah. 27 years of living. That's what's so fucked up about the death penalty. And 27 years of appeals.
Oh, man. There's so many of them. And the cost alone is just staggering.
Millions of dollars. And people don't realize you could be the smallest town in the world. You could have 5 people in your town or in your county or your parish or whatever. You got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Your taxes have to pay for it.
That's right.
Interesting.
That's why plea bargaining is such a thing now. I absolutely hate plea bargaining, but
it is a necessary evil.
They do it because of the expense.
And a lot of times the family doesn't want to sit through 27 years.
Yeah.
We got motherfuckers, we talked about in Bloody Angola, the one
guy. Or go through a trial.
The one guy from Livingston Parish, he and his homie that raped and murdered the little boy, kidnapped him, left him on the bank of the A-Meat. The one guy has since died when he was on death row, one of the guys. And the other guy was the second longest running inmate in Louisiana on death row. Wow. 43 years now he's been fighting appeals.
There you go. Got a little short mile high crime for you today. There's not a whole lot of information, unfortunately, about this, but crazy when I read it. The identity of a 57-year-old woman who was found dead at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport on Thursday of last week has been released. Virginia Christine Vinton of Waxhaw, North Carolina, was found entangled in the conveyor belt system. Fire official said Vinton's cause of death was ruled as asphyxiation by hanging. She was a member of the public and not a worker at the airport. Emergency responders were called to Terminal 5 around 7:45 a.m. following reports of a woman pinned in machinery. Medics pronounced Vinton dead at the scene. Police said surveillance footage of the area showed her entering an unoccupied restricted area of the airport at 2:27 a.m., and the police spokesman Nathaniel Blackman said that nobody saw the woman enter the room in real time, and the footage was only reviewed after her body was found. It's been reported the video only showed her walking into the room and nothing after that, so it's not known exactly how the incident occurred.
That is a horrible way to die.
I would imagine.
Can you imagine that, just thinking what's going on, and I'll be flying twice. Well, fly to Atlanta on Tuesday, get back to New Orleans 9 o'clock on Saturday and turn around and get on another plane to go to San Diego. But you always think about those things when they come out, you're waiting on your luggage, the conveyor belt.
Yeah.
They're all stitched together. I guess you've
been well, over. Somewhere at the end, I guess at the end of that thing, how the hell that happened is, and there is no information. I mean, I've dug everywhere. So if anybody finds anything, send it our way. But
yeah, that's, I don't know. That's strange. I don't know how it works. Right. Well,
that's definitely a mile high crime.
I agree.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD. .com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject?
IXL now.
Is your child ahead,
real life,
not getting challenged enough in class?
Get an exclusive
IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English,
today.
Language arts, visit IXL.com/today while adopting today to each child,
to get the most
meeting them where they are.
Program
plus, IXL
encourages
students to be curious, empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the ninth grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Well, I'm going to give you one more weird and sad one, and we've talked about this some over the years. Rusty Yates, whose ex-wife Andrea Yates drowned their five children one by one in 2001, has reportedly forgiven the notorious killer mom and even speaks with her on a monthly basis. I don't have that much forgiveness in my heart, Jim.
Yeah.
If my wife killed all my kids, drowned them, I ain't never talked to them. Not that she's a motherfucker, but anyway, Yates, 59, regularly calls the Kerrville State Hospital in Texas, which is a facility for criminals who are deemed incompetent to stand trial or found not guilty by reason of insanity. And he speaks to his 60-year-old ex-wife, who was deemed mentally incompetent to stand trial. According to the New York Post, a former couple talks about their slain children, Noah, who was 7, John, who was 5, Paul, who was 3, Luke was 2, and Mary was 6 months.
Oh, man.
Now, man, what order do you do that in? You take the 7-year-olds, so they don't scream because they know what's going on. Out of the 5, those mama's not supposed to be putting my head on the water. Probably the 3-year-old. I don't know. But when they tried to reach Rusty Yates, he couldn't be reached for comment. But Rusty Yates divorced Andrea Yates in March of 2005, 3 years after she was sentenced to life in prison on 2 murder convictions for drowning her children in the bathtub of the Houston home. An appeals court later overturned those convictions based on a mistaken testimony by a psychiatrist, and she was found not guilty by reason of insanity at her new trial. Rusty Yates had another child, but that marriage also ended in divorce, and he is still employed at NASA as an engineer. The same job he held when his then wife chased their children down and drowned them systematically. Well, Andrea was a wonderful mother, and this is what he told the news. He said, when someone acts so out of character like that, it's a flag that something else is going on. As far as forgiveness goes, is kind of a start. If I were driving our Suburban down the street and had a heart attack and swerved into oncoming traffic and everyone in the car died but me, would they prosecute me for capital murder and rub my face in the crime scene photos of my children? And he rhetorically asked in an interview. He said, I don't think so, but to me, it's 100% exactly the same. Now, Andrea Yates attempted suicide at least four times before taking her kids' lives. And after the birth of her fourth child in June of 1999, she tried to overdose on pills, then held a knife up to her own neck and begged her then-husband to let her die shortly after she got out of the hospital. After attempting suicide two more times that summer, she was diagnosed with postpartum psychosis.
Yeah.
And y'all wouldn't know you about that, but I just thought it was...
I remember that case when it first came out and followed it pretty closely, and it was really the inception of people becoming aware of postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. And now whether that played a part in this, is for people much smarter than me to decide. But
I don't know. My daughter, like I said, just last week I got made a grandfather, and hopefully she's not going through postpartum depression.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real deal because I've talked to some people who have suffered from it, I don't care. Nothing's an excuse to kill your kids over, in my opinion.
Man.
But it is a real deal that apparently.
Yeah, well, I guess
what I'm trying to say.
She's in the right place. I mean, she didn't try to hide it. She just murdered him.
Yeah.
And was sitting there, and they got her. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess some people just.
And I think she got sentenced, if I recall correctly, to an insane asylum for the rest of her life.
Yeah, that was that. Well, they do that. It's not ever for the rest of your life. It's like John Hinckley that shot Reagan.
Yeah.
And shit, he was in. They put you in there till they, if you never get your mind straight, until your mind is straight and they deem you no longer a threat. And he just got out like last year. Remember, he shot Reagan in the 80s?
Yep.
And they finally said, okay.
Because of Jodie Foster?
Jodie Foster.
Thought it would impress her.
Under the lake, she was talking to him or some shit.
Yeah.
But he got out. Finally, they were like, okay, he's sane now. Right?
Yeah.
Like, he's legitimately sane. Let him out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess that's why we have criminally insane hospitals. Which are, where ours is?
What?
It's right outside of Jackson, Louisiana.
Oh yeah,
about 10 miles.
My wife goes there.
About 10 miles away from my boy. She sees some people. Well, that's everybody, and that's only they've been sentenced to that. But all the ones who act like they're crazy before they go to trial, they send them over there and evaluate them.
Yeah,
I mean it's a serious maximum security place that I don't want to work at.
That's right. Well. I told her she better watch out. They might keep her.
Right. No doubt.
Just kidding.
Does she get all of it?
She goes once a month. She goes all over. They go to retirement communities.
All right. Right next door to that is Villa Geriatric. That's where my first paid job was. Mm-hmm. Cutting grass all summer for the state.
Yeah.
And I was 15. And then it's the criminally insane hospital right next door, right across the street is the War Vets. Somewhere it's on a country road.
Yeah.
The War Vets home, and of course in Jackson, you got DCI, Dixon Correctional Institute, and then you have the state mental hospital, the regular mental hospital.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There you have it. All right. Well, any final thoughts?
That's it. And y'all stay safe, and it's the middle of August. The kids are going back to school. College is about to take back in. 2 weeks to college football. Go Tigers.
Yeah. You know,
playing in Vegas.
Playing in Vegas.
USC.
Against USC,
The day I get back.
LSU going to spank that ass.
I hope so, bro. But first games always scary.
Yeah. Well, we got a quarterback that's been there 400 years. He knows that system. And I'm very confident in him. Yeah. I think he's gonna make a run at Heisman, I think.
They have him. Pretty good odds for the Heisman. It was like sixth place or something like that.
Yeah.
So who knows?
All right. Well, until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Everton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily.
Peace.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.